A second fire is threatening giant sequoia groves in California's southern Sierra Nevada. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The SACB reports the Windy Fire is burning 25 miles east of Porterville on the Tule River Indian Reservation and in the Giant Sequoia National Monument inside Sequoia National Forest. By mid-morning on Sunday, power outages caused by the Bay Area's first bout of heavy fog and drizzle after a long dry spell continued to affect the region, especially in the East Bay. Channel 7 reports as of 10 a.m. Sunday, more than 26,000 customers around the region were still affected, according to PG&E. Two of Governor Gavin Newsom's children have tested positive for the coronavirus. His office says that his family is following, quote, all COVID protocols. The brief statement says that his wife and two children have since tested negative for COVID-19, but didn't provide any further details. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Arcata announcing the newly resurfaced tennis and pickleball courts at Larson Park reopened today. City of Arcata's Larson Park Tennis Court resurfacing project involved making improvements to the playing courts at Larson Park, and they've been closed while the work was ongoing. Fortuna Apple Harvest Festival Committee deciding not to hold the Apple Festival this year. They say that they had hoped they could pull off a limited and safe event, but don't now feel that that's possible. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.